We're reading from Tess, first volume, second part, page 37. You can ask questions at cub.tv, and selected questions will be live. So we're reading in the second part, page 37.
Second part, Igulim and Yosher, that includes two parts, and we're on the first part that we'll learn soon. It explains the ten sefirot of Igulim that were revealed after the Tzimtzum Aleph. There were revealed the ten sefirot of Igulim, and the Or and Sof surrounds them, revives them, and how every light of the sefirot of Igulim is given to them by the Kav. The Kav is like a thin tzinor.
And this line is like a pipe in which the waters, the upper waters of Ensof, expand and come down to the worlds, which is in the place of the Avir and Chalal space. Again, letter Aleph. And this line is like one narrow pipe in which the upper waters of Ensof cascade down to the worlds, which is in the place of the Avir and Chalal. Or inner light, which refers to the words, this line. That is the line that extends from Or Ensof into the space following the restriction. So we learned the four phases of direct light. Following them comes Bechina Dalet, the fourth phase, which includes all the preceding Bechinot, which is called Malchut of Ein Sof. It fills the emanator that, as with the example of the guest and the host, wants to give everything to her. As a result of the filling of the emanator of the giver, she feels shame, oppositeness from him, and accordingly she feels the need to respond that she's not capable of holding herself either in the fulfillment or with the feeling of shame. Then she restricts herself. All of these discernments, all of these actions are mandatory, necessary actions. There's no choice here. This is how it is arranged according to the forces of nature. She has to perform the restriction. She cannot stand this feeling, which is called shame, that is the oppositeness from the Creator. And even more than that, after she restricts herself, it's not enough that she doesn't receive. She must respond in such a way that she has to give back all this benefit to the emanator. And therefore, following the restriction, she has a decision that with all of her force, she is operating in order to perform the same action of bestowal as the Creator gave her with the light of Ensof. And then, after the restriction, from Malchut of Ensof, the second action is extended, which is the thin line. Those are quarters that she's capable of receiving in order to bestow. So to resemble the Creator to some extent. Yes, Hanoch. This thin line is an image of copying the first line, the qualities of the Creator that will bring Adam back to the place where he emerged from. The image to imitate of the upper one.
The image for the imitation of the Elyon?
The line of going back after the restriction.
There's no image of copying. Rather, after the restriction and Masach and returning light, as much as she is capable of resembling the Rosh, as she feels that the influence of the emanator, accordingly, she builds the goof. Being a fine line, the Rosh is always round. The goof is a kav.
The definition of a thin line, it's because I receive a small portion to which I can resemble from the place where I am now back to the place where I've performed the first restriction.
Yes. Okay. Well, there are no more questions. All right, we'll continue. Meaning the this cav is like a thin tsinor pipe. So what does it mean? Meaning the cav that extends from Ein Sof Baruch Hu into the space before the restriction. Space is all the malchut of Ein Sof, which now is like a halal, a space, a void, as the creature wants to see the fulfillment in her. Indeed, she has the fulfillment, but he says, no, I don't accept that. On his part, he says there isn't. And now he wants to fill up the same kli the Creator has created of his own, and then it is considered that he brings it to equivalence with the Creator.
Item 2, inner light, refers to Tzinor Dak. The Kelim of the Ten Sefirot de Yosher are called Tzinor or Tzinorot because they confine the roots of the Or that travels through them with great accuracy and control. They guarantee it will expand only through certain roots in those Kelim. They are like a Tzinor that channels the water that travels through it accurately. They extend and continue from it in the same shape as inside the tzinor. If it is narrow, the water is narrow. If it is wide, so it is the current, and it never changes. For that reason, the lights that travel through those tzinorot are called ten sefirot de yosher. It is so because they expand in yosher and in tzedek, honesty and justly, respectively.
Meaning to the extent that the creature takes the qualities, b'chinot, discernments from the Creator, learns of Him, who is He, what is He, and clothes all these limitations over Himself. What are their limitations? Because they're against His desire to receive. After all, He received from the Creator all kind of the forms of Bissel. And as much as He can clothe in them, then it is considered that He turns into a fine tzinor.
This means that the pure, the kli, the greater the importance of the or that clothes it. This rule is unchanging because of the strong influence of the tzinorot on them. This power of control in the above tzinorot is there because any desire in the upper degree is a compelling force in the lower degree, which is created by it. Therefore, the Tzimtzum on Bechina Dalet, which is a free choice in the Kelim of Igulim, becomes an obligating force in the Kelim of Yosher created by them. This force is called Masach.
Meaning to the extent that from above, as much as come to a person, he learn from it and make it as an example, then it turns Igulim into Yosha, as the Igulim are vessels of the Creator coming to us in direct light from above down, and Yosha is already our vessels to the extent that man can resemble the Igulim. Well, obviously, at the end of correction, all the Igulim will turn into Yosha. This is called integral, that pipes, many pipes, in their connecting together, they turn into one big circle. This is the symbol of the integral.
This is the meaning of the words in the Zohar corrections, invert ratzon, desire, and you will find tzinor. This means that when the tzinor is a masach, a controlled tzimtzum, controlled restriction, meaning when it detains its will to receive in Bechinat Dalet by the power of the upper one, the Elyon, that controls it. It is the opposite of the substance of the kli itself.
For the desire to bestow the Creator has is not a desire in our terms. It is an ability, unlimited ability. We don't have such expression in our language, only an unlimited ability, hence it is called the circle. On our part, it is always under certain limits and restrictions, hence it is, it's, you know, and even though the circles, the igulim, we come to later on, nevertheless, it is the consequence of the restriction and returning light. So everything is a desire. From the creator, the light circles, and from the creature, the vessel circles.
Namely, the will to receive. That is because it detains itself from using its desire. That is why they implied invert ratzon, and you will find a tzino. It means that the tzino is opposite to the ratzon, for it compels its desire and does the opposite of what it wants. That is why you can find in all the teachings and the writings that when they want to denominate and emphasize the departure of the Or from Bechina Daled, they call it Tzimtzum. When we want to emphasize the power of the Tzimtzum that is added by the Or of Kav that did not expand to Bechina Daled, we define it as Masach, which is a detaining force that prevents the O from reaching Bechina Daled. When we discuss the Kli in general, meaning the Kli and the Masach together, we define it as Etzino. When discussing the O, the light, the Kli, and the Masach together, meaning the O that is clothed in the size of the Tzino, it is defined as a Kav. And when we discuss a Kli that does not have a Masach, we denominate it by the name Igul, circle.
Questions? Yes.
Igulim in Yosher, circles and lines, is it another way to look at the cascading of the worlds?
Well, first, to the point, can anyone ask? Yes. No, I'm searching for something closer to the text later on about that things.
He says he detains his desire. For that, you also need to have a desire.
Of course. The desire, when you have a desire to receive, it comes to you from above, from the Creator. And to limit the desire, to control it, that's already... something you need to find yourself out of. Through the group, the friends, the upper light from above, correct? It's a different desire called a screen. An action of on your part, yes? Well?
So not everything comes from the desire. These are two desires which are opposite to each other.
It has a desire to receive. The Creator has created it. No, that's it. Whatever I got. He created in me desire to receive. Every moment he revives it. Every moment changes it. And then I want that way or that way, or that, this and that. You see everyone turn this way or that way. Look this way or that way. You're speaking, you see. This is all by desire. A desire that is constantly changing. This is how we are operated. Our sales, everything that happens around us, these are all changes of the singular desire, whereby the purpose of this general desire is to come to the end of correction. And it advances from the beginning of creation until the end of correction, until the axis of time called in due time. And we can advance ourselves over that axis of time and not wait till the desires in us will change, because then it will be a great problem. It will bring a lot of troubles and issues, rather, for us to advance by speeding up the development. Nevertheless, it all speaks of a within the desire to speed it up. By what are we speeding it up? The development in the desire by the light that we form. The light influences and the desire advance faster according to our pace into good changes. However, I need to acquire a desire to limit my desire and arrange it, aim it towards a different goal than what it is aimed naturally. The Creator naturally aims it at fulfillment, simply for pleasure. What is felt in the desire. And I must aim the desire to be aimed at a pleasure that is felt in bestowal, not in reception. Then I'll resemble the Creator.
So according to what you say, I am someone who is not a desire because the desire wants to enjoy, and I am someone who has to direct this will to receive somewhere else.
I'll interpret what you say maybe. If I am working according to the desire that was given to me from above, I'm considered a beast, an animal. If I create my own desire, which is opposite to the desire that was given to me from above, and I want to control the desire that was given to me from above in order to bring myself to another more exalted goal, I'm called Adam.
So what am I comprised from then?
Both the animal and Adam. This is called man and an animal the Creator would save.
And that Adam, that man, what is he comprised from? He's not a desire.
A desire to bestow, a form. The form of the desire to receive that now is now clothed is called Adam. You see how does a person in our world is different. Take Nessie, for example. He's a guy, you know, like hell of a, like a serious guy, right? You're not at work. Now you're free. So you see, he has a form of the animate, right? The body is alive, yes. Over that form, there is the form of, called the form of Adam. You won't say it's something else. It's Adam, right? A person. No, I'm not kidding. I'm saying seriously. So the external clothing, it isn't simple. Don't laugh. It isn't the external clothing over the flesh. Certain clothing is called Adam. So this is what we need to do. All in all, what you need to do is to constantly limit the light, limiting, so that it will not expand without restriction. Then you will be as a beast. Rather, you want to turn yourself into the form of Adam. Were you looking at me? You are the one making the form of Adam. You are the one that's sculpting it, forming it. The form of bestowal. A bit more and a bit more and a bit more. This is how you build the form of Adam in you. And otherwise, you are as a beast. Everyone seems like a beast. Hence, we are constantly as if we don't know how to express correctly how to treat the world, people, and ourselves. Not the body, rather my desire to receive, to start with, is called a beast. I want to enjoy in a plain, simple format, just as he was born. Like that. Give me all that I want. It's called form of a beast, a direct form, and then I live in circles. Whatever the Creator gives, I'm willing to take it on. Now, if I want to turn myself into the form of Adam, then I must make a restriction, meaning from the Creator's attitude, I'm staying away. I like the guest in the house. He says, no, hold on, I don't receive from you. And now let's start a new game. I'll receive from you only under the condition that by doing so I'm giving you. Well, that's already a form of Yosha.
And what I give him?
What you give him is you are fulfilling the circle. Then you are building a Kav. Kav is later on. First it is a restriction, then a degree that you about to receive the mound is called a pipe, tzinor, and then the field, tzinor, called kav, and through it you begin to fill the circle, the igul. Hence this part is called igulim and yoshen, how through the kav we fill the igulim.
Simply everything I will do is in order for the emanator to enjoy. So where is the will to bestow here?
To desire to bestow is the creator. My desire to bestow clothes over the desire to receive. I don't have just a desire to bestow. I don't know what it is, a desire to bestow. For me, the desire to bestow is always clothed over the desire to receive. I don't know what it is purely, what is a pure desire to receive. There's no such, we can't grasp that.
So how do we advance then? Just according to the feeling that it seems so to me, and then advance?
No, I build an example for the desire to bestow. Either I receive nothing, but then it is not considered a desire to receive. So I'm not receiving anything. So it is called delighted in mercy, right? Chafetz chesed. Or later on, I begin to receive in order to bestow. And this is called, on my part, the desire to bestow. Yet it is not desire to bestow. It is a form, a special form of the desire to receive, which work in such unique style, where after the restriction, it works entirely for the other. But it's the desire to receive that work. My flesh remains as is. I can't get rid of my matter.
And the example... How do I get an example?
You are receiving an example. Yes. You receive an example. These are the forms you attain at the Rosh of the Patsuf. If you have a screen and returning light, the general screen, right? Accordingly, you attain the example. By adhesion to the Elyon. Hence, all the Patsufim, Olamot, everything is arranged before us. And once the whole system of the world arranged from above down, then emerged the Neshama, the fourth part, Dalet de Dalet, and it's been through Gadlut, adulthood, the breaking. Hence, we have here an example. Examples we receive from the worlds, Olamot. From the Olamot, meaning from nature. We, as in our world, I live within nature. I need to learn from nature, and from nature I learn all my laws, all my science is from nature, from the environment, as I study where I am. According in the spiritual world, my whole science, meaning the wisdom of Kabbalah, is by studying the surrounding nature. Then I learn Patsufim, Olamot, Sfirot, or whatever. So how am I getting along with them, arrange myself in a reciprocal connection with them? And for that, we have the wisdom of Kabbalah. And the wisdom of Kabbalah, should you take all the sciences of this world, which you know and you don't know, and as much more as you could know from nature, if we take it all together, with respect to this world, say that you know about this corporeal world, everything. And it is like the wisdom of Kabbalah with respect to the spiritual world, where there is only one science there.
And an example for the moment, meaning from our current state, how do we advance? Let's say in the spiritual world, it is clear, there is a masach, well, it's probably clear. But here there is nothing which is clear. I cannot say that I have a masach, a reflected light. Accordingly, what I do is correct or wrong.
I don't understand the question.
Now, for the moment, what example do we have?
Again, well, you explain.
From our current state, what does it mean that we are building an example of a desire to bestow?
From our current state, if we want to resemble the Creator, as we are told about it, good and benevolent, to the good and the bad, everything in total bestow. Accordingly, we need to treat the friends and the entire world, and then we are coming to resemble Him. That's it. This is called from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator. You can't reach the Creator, you have nothing to hold on to. Hold on to Him, but if you want to start, come closer to Him and understand who He is according to His character, then before you please, there's a group. Start bestowing upon them. Bestowing what upon them? What have I got to bestow? What is there to bestow? According to His face, I don't know what to do. But if He's a friend in the group, then I don't even need to ask Him. I know that He wants to reach equivalence, adhesion, connection, revelation of the upper force. Meaning what? The wisdom of Kabbalah, revelation of the Creator to the creature in this world, here now, for us to rediscover this force that works, that engulfs us, and revolves the entire reality. This is what we want to discover. We are in it. Right? So I, to start with, understand that this is what He wants. And then, to the extent I can assist Him in that, it is considered that I'm bestowing upon Him, that I love Him, and fulfill Him, fulfill His most inner, most important desire. This is how I need to relate to each and every one, to the extent I'm capable, like with a teaspoon to baby, to give each and every one my possible assistance so that he will attain what he wants. And also by myself, from my own experience, I know that it is the best, most exalted, healthiest thing. All right? What's going on with you guys? Yes, Hanoch. I need him to stay here so you come to the lessons. Or send someone else instead of him from Italy. It's Hanoch translating always.
In a world, and in this world there is, it's time, still vegetate, animate, and speak.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to get an example of an upper Adam that I'm supposed to resemble too. It is said he takes man's hand and puts it on a good destiny.
So what example you take for me?
No, I need to get an example from the upper world, upper one, of this soul that I'm supposed to resemble to. We're talking about an example. So
your example is only the group. What other Elyon, superior, could there be? I'm not example, and the Creator isn't an example. There isn't. You can't hold on to the internality. But the friends, you can hold on to in externality, and through that, it's enough for you to advance.
It is said that he takes man's hand and places it on the good fortune and tells him, take that for you. So there is a move where you take man's hand, and in all the world and anything in it, he's been shown an example and the place that he is supposed to resemble to. There he is supposed to work. How can one recognize inside of him this act of choice, what he is supposed to resemble?
Adam nichlal bikvutza. Man is included in the group, and within the group, he needs to see himself as advancing. Advancing in what? Integrated in it and assisting them to transcend, to ascend in spirituality, to take upon their form. He must integrate in them. Well, to make it clear, I don't know what's so. What is it that you're asking? Man's example is the group. Hence, one is brought to the group, it is said, take it, it is like a soil, a bad soil, it won't grow in it. As a seed in the sand, good soil, it'll grow in it, and good stuff will come out of it. It all depends on his relationship with the group. That's all. Let's continue.
We are in Adam 3, relates to the word one, echad. The Ari's precision with regard to the word one, echad, emphasizes the tikkun, the correction of the three lines that was performed in the world of Atzilut. It tells us that in the world Adam Kadmon, this tikkun, this correction, is still absent, and there is only one kav, one line. The reason for it is that the correction of three lines occurred afterwards in the world of Atzilut. This correction extends from the association of Midat HaRachamim with Midat HaDin. Here, however, we are concerned with the world Adam Kadmon, where this association has not yet taken place. That is why there is only one line here, one kav. The entrance of the light into the kli, the Kabbalah of the creature, is called Hitpashtut. It has already been clarified that the kli of reception in this emanated is called Tzinor.
Well, three lines is something we learn in the world of Atzilut, Chesed, Din, and Rachamim. Mercy, judgment, and Rachamim. It's come from the force of the light. On the other hand, the Kli, and on the middle line is Avraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're calling all kind of different forms. But here it's still the world of Adam Kadmon. There's not yet second restriction that brings us the middle line. As the middle line is the integration of Malchut with Bina, and accordingly it comes as the compromise, so to speak. And here, yet, it is the line of expansion from above down, hence it is called a singular, very fine line in the middle of the void that for the time being expands. And, well, the expansion of the... Also, expansion. It's not just as a poured from above down. We need to understand that here it's all according to set laws that also are expansions according to set laws. It's a force of gravity or pressure force that expand, that works for one to expand within the other. So here too, we need to understand that post the restriction, as the vessel doesn't want to receive anything, later on it decides that it wants to receive in order to be so. It makes an action that is flipping over. First she wanted to receive, then she said, I'm not receiving anything, I hate that, because it is accompanied by shame, right? Then she says, I'm working above the shame and receive in order to be so. Meaning, this is building a few degrees, one over the other, over the other. And we are receiving a totally different vessel, which now has a pleasure in as much as it receives. Although beforehand it suffered and hated the reception, and beforehand it loved the reception dearly, right? Clear. So accordingly, the vessel build itself in the opposite four phases. It is called four phases of direct light. Hence, as he work in such manner, Malchut reaches Keter. Clear? Gershon, you get that? Or you're looking at me as if something nice and enjoying. Think. Malchut wanted to receive, right? She felt shame, made a restriction, meaning now she hates reception because it brings her shame. Is that clear or not? Yes. Say you like something that brings you sorrow, but you like it. There's such thing or not? No, you don't get it? Why? This is the matter of tasty. Along with it, it causes damage. There's no such thing. cigarettes say, yeah, savory, they say it's not good, but someone like it, etc. And etc. There are many things that taste good, but they're harmful, right? So I hate the flavor because it harms, right? I felt shame next to reception, next to the pleasure. The pleasure relates to vessels of reception. If it wasn't for vessels of reception, I wouldn't be attracted to the pleasure. Had I not been attracted to the pleasure, I wouldn't feel shame, which is something worse than death. Worse, because death, all right, it's all done and that's it. Not many people are willing to die. But to feel shame, I better die than live. This is what it talks about. So I've made a restriction. I hate reception because it is accompanied by shame and accompanied with a pleasure that is contradicting one another. That the shame is so big that it doesn't erase the pleasure. It can't. Rather, it rides over it. Meaning I'm feeling truly much pressure here in my desires receive. Now I'm in a state that I don't receive anything from the host. The shame about it did not gone away. No, because he gave me. I'm only stop the action come from him. You hear? Mushi, do you hear? Or are you dreaming about number of workers in the factory as usual? Think about something else. No. That's it. I have stopped the action of receiving. I'm suffering from receiving. Nevertheless, he gave. He gave. I did not cancel him, rather I only cancelled my action. I still have an account with him who wants to give me. His attitude towards me, he loves me. He wants to give me, he wants to fulfill me with all the abundance. I didn't take that into account, I only stopped. As he says, that the restriction is the worst of the worst. You remember those words? No, all right, now you remember. This is how what he claims. What does that mean? Because I'm as if I'm like kicking it away. Well, correct me, if maybe I'll speak correctly once. So he kicks it away. He kicks that. It's like so someone who's there's nothing worse than that. It's ungrateful person. It's like with no account. It's like someone want to give you all the abundance and you just spit in one's face. This is terrible. Just understand what is the force of shame. What does he say later on? That the shame is what is felt in the exalted souls, in their high, high souls, in the height of their development, on the height of the ladder. You understand? So the shame forces me, it's way above me, I have no calculation here, it forces me to stop. Now, beyond stopping, here starts being the response on the part of the Kli. Once the shame assisted me, that too comes from above, right? Shame is a creation in and of itself, right? So once I'm facing the giver, now I have even greater shame. I have stopped receiving of him in order not to feel unpleasantness, meaning I am as if protecting myself for not to avoid feeling unpleasant, and I don't care about his attitude towards me. I don't care. Maybe, should you take him into account, start receive from him and receive unpleasantness. You understand? Once I gave the example of drinking coffee with a Rebbe with that floor detergent, you know, floor cleaning detergent. Don't you remember? Once he washed the dishes and he wanted to serve me coffee, like to honor me with coffee. So I washed it with this detergent and he forgot to wash it with water afterwards. So he gave me coffee like that. So what do we want to say? Maybe you'll do that. Maybe do that. And what do I want to say? Rather, what are you doing a restriction upon? Well, say restriction come and it's compelled, you're compelled to do. But later on, meaning, see what struggle the creature has to do now in order to start opening his vessel in receiving, in order to receive. In order to be so, he worked against his previous desire, because his desire was to enjoy within his vessels, within those cells that, it's sweet, it's warm, or all this kind of, all that there is within the desire to receive. Now there's no such thing. It is totally something else. Now he enjoy what the host, or say the creator, or the friend, I am within his desires, and I'm enjoying in him, in what he enjoys from me. It's not the same vessels. It is a vessel called returning light, reflected light. Check out how he inverts. What action is there? There is restriction, screen, and returning light. And then, after that, we have a fine line instead of a circle. Well, there's so much here that it's indescribable in words.
Today, due to everything you had described, there is this feeling, at least I feel this way, that all these actions that we do towards receiving in order to bestow, this is a process of canceling the creation. The Creator created something, and we are trying to cancel what He created.
Very correct. So, this is exactly what is written. Yes, so what about it? Rather, what, you're ashamed, you're afraid that you cancel what he did?
I'm asking, how does that bring him contentment?
This is called, my sons have defeated me. My sons have defeated me.
So it's opposite, like he created something and...
Yes, correctly. He destroyed it all, he ruined it all, broke it all, and you need to correct. This is how it is written about the righteous. But are you righteous? No. Rather what? And don't you bring a little kid a broken toy or puzzle or something for him to collect and even break it a few times? So what?
Perhaps the answer here is the exact same thing, like this little child that built the puzzle. So what I get is that I built it myself.
You have to be in a matching with him. This whole puzzle, this whole vessel that is about to be corrupted and break, and later on by us once more, we're gathering it seemingly and correcting all that is nonsense. Hence it is called Ba, outside of the creation. And we come above that by adhesion to him. And all this creation, all these worlds are cancelled later on as non-existent. Hence it is called worlds, concealment. There is nothing about them. We come back to the same point from which we emerged, which cleave onto him, but by its own force.
Now, a question that might not be related, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
All right.
This is the reason why all the people who are not with us in the same path are so repelled from this process that we're going through here, because in their sense they feel that this is opposite to what they are?
Yes, yes. We need, how to say, to be considerate to them. If a person is incapable of tolerating us, it is the force of the Creator in him, the force of nature. He's incapable, unable. He doesn't understand, doesn't feel. Not only doesn't feel or doesn't understand some philosophy or, who doesn't know Einstein? But it's like, oh, he's wise, he's special. About us, will anyone say that? It is because Einstein doesn't disturb them, their existence. And we do. We say something about eternity, creator, etc. Along with it, the means in order to attain it is in our hands, and it's not in his hand. He doesn't understand what it's all about. He doesn't understand. If he'll talk about the love of others as we are speaking, about bestowal as we are talking, in them, within them, it has no source for it. There's no seed for it. Hence, it is considered that Esav hates Jacob. It is a very exalted root. There's a part of the Malchut that is above the restriction and reflected light, etc. And there's a part of Malchut that is incapable. Incapable. What would you do? Yes. All right, so we'll continue with item 4.
Relates to the words and self of the worlds. There is a specific value that discerns between the degrees of the birth of a partsuf. In that birth, the four bechinot of the desire are called by the names water, mime, water, rakia, firmament, and 100 blessings or gates. It happens because the lights change their place. Because of that displacement, the light takes the form of mime, water. The Ari tells us that the root of this state occurred with the appearance of the line, of the kav. The light that expands as a line is considered to be waters with regards to the upper light. For that reason, he states precisely the water of the upper light in of Ein Sof. With the expansion of the upper light into the thing Tzino, the value of the O was greatly lessened from its value in Ein Sof and is therefore considered as mime, water.
Right, we hardly use it. It's this is already. He take it as the parable. He wants to expand slightly the or his dictionary. Hence, he says that the light of the firmaments and the 100 gates. But we don't use that. We say Machut bin Azan pin Chochma instead of saying light, water, firmaments, and 100 blessing of gates. But sometimes we use that. Item 5.
Item 5 relates to the words Kav Yashar, straight line. A light that expands gradually according to the laws of the four Bechinot, meaning from the Zach to the Av, and stops at Bechina Dalet, is called Kav Yashar, straight line.
Again, that's important.
A light that expands gradually according to the laws of the four Bechinot, meaning from pure to coarse, Zach to Av, and stops at Bechina Dalet, is called Kav Yashar, straight line.
Meaning according to the screens, the sermons. All right, read item 2, please, now. Expansion.
Item 2, the words of the Ari. The expansion of the light of Ein Sof into the halal space, the expansion, hitpashtut, occurred slowly. When the light of Ein Sof extends as a straight line into the above halal space, it did not expand and extend all the way down at once, but it expanded slowly. I wish to say that in the beginning, the light of the light began to expand, and right at the beginning of its expansion as a line, it expanded and extended and became like the one galgal, one wheel, round on all sides. Again, item 2. When Or Ein Sof, the light of Ein Sof extends as a straight curve into the above halal, it did not expand and extend all the way down at once, but it expanded slowly. I wish to say that in the beginning the curve of light began to expand, and right at the beginning of its expansion as a curve, as a line, it expanded and extended and became like one galgal, one wheel round on all sides.
Meaning this ability of expanding at once, I don't know what it is, as if to appear from above down. And then, seemingly the light that expands from above down, as it is above, so it appears below, without any limitations or restrictions. And there's the ability, there's a way for the light to expand within a cave, meaning it expand and extend and become as a fine line of light. Beside occurs that expansion, that is, beside being gradual, it is also called slowly, slowly. Why? Because degree by degree, in which it diminishes by the kelim. So seemingly there are, lights that expand outside of it, simply appears everywhere as the light of Ein Sof, as in Ein Sof also at the end of Asiya. It can also appear in any possible way. However, we are talking of the lights that appear to us in order to govern us, and these are the lights that expand as a fine line, kav dak, gradually in restriction constantly for a certain purpose, whereby for the light of Ein Sof there's no specific purpose. It appears everywhere equally, as it is written, good that does good to the righteous and the wicked. He just shines, that's it, just being under the sunlight shines for everyone. Please, item 6.
Item 6 relates to the words immediately all the way down. Do not be mistaken and interpret the terms all the way down at once and slowly that are used here as times, for it is known that spirituality is above time. Therefore, all the way down at once means that there is no change of degrees. The term slowly refers to an order of degrees. He wishes to say that it follows the order of the four known Bechinot, as he will explain henceforth.
Item 7.
Item 7 relates to the words in the beginning of his expansion as a line. This is the shorish, the root of the expansion that was innovated, called kav, line, because it is a new emanated, it has a new specifically designated root that shines upon it in the Bechina of Chidush, innovation, that illumination is called the Sefirah of Keter of the Kav. From this Keter, the light of Ein Sof expands to the line by the way of the above four Bechinot. Bechina Aleph is called Chochmah. Bechina Bet is called Bina. Bechina Gimel is called Zeranpin. And Bechina Dalet is called Malchut.
In the world of Ein Sof, prior to the restriction, we called it four phases. We didn't call it Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut, because these are already restrictions. And there are no restrictions. There are igulim, circles. However, once there is a restriction in the kav, in the kav we don't say b'chinot, rather we're talking about chokhmah, bina, zeh, anpin, malchut, about the sefirot. Sefira is a sefir, like a sapphire, which shines, illuminate, but also limits, restricted. But the words a limitation.
The Ari says, with regards to this order, that it expanded slowly. He says that Keter expanded first, Chochmah next, and then Bina, Zeranpin, etc.
That's it. All right, item 8 is already same letter, all right.
Item 8 relates to the words like one wheel round on all sides. For the meaning of the word igul, circle, see the answers of table part 1. And also part 1, chapter 1, it is called galgal because the light of the cloth of the igul.
So there's igul and agol and galgal. So it talks about the form of the vessel without, with light and without light. Hence we have three or even more, could be names for the same phenomenon. It depends what we are talking about the form of the kli, that the form that the kli took, or the form without a kli, seemingly, and the vessel along with the light. Questions? Yes.
So what we had entered is an additional explanation of the expansion of the worlds, because till now we were talking using terms of Patsufim in the world of Adam Kadmon, and then the cascading.
Igulim and Yosha. So what? Now we learn how the old worlds are arranged in Igulim and Yosha, circles and lines. All the vessels of the world of Ein Sof are vessels of Igulim. To the extent that later on you can receive them in order to bestow, they turn these Igulim into Yosha, straight. So within the Igulim, the circles, you have now Kelim of Yosha, vessels of straight. The end of correction means that all the circles turn into Yosha. At the end of the corrections, and then all that is straightened up, Meyusha, meaning everything is under restriction, screen and returning light, yeah, in order to bestow, so-called. Well,
so it is important to try and understand, because it sounds that we're using different language to what we have used till now.
Didn't you learn what a tsinor is? What is a tsinor? The light that is limited within the desired receive, right? The vessel itself is called tsinor. The tsinor that is full with light, that take it from one place to the other, is called kav. Is that new for you?
Yeah.
You've never learned second part?
I learned it, but till now.
But when we are talking that I'm in one line with him, we need to be as a pie between the Creator and the lower ones. This is what is a tsinor? That I need to limit myself on the one hand with respect to the Creator to adapt myself, and on the other hand to be suitable to the lower ones. And this is called tsinor. What's going on with you? A bit more, expand your mind. But there are no words here you're not familiar with. Even 100 gates, 100 blessings, yeah? Water, maim. When does the light called maim? Yeah, chasadim called maim. Well, that's not correct, what you're saying, that it's a new language. What new language is there here? We're speaking of vessel prior to restriction, vessel post-restriction, returning light, light come by limitation, or non-limited. The elements of that are everywhere in all the worlds we are learning. What come usually from above is in Igul. What come from below, it's already in all forms. Then we learn with you in second restriction, it's already a square and triangle. Correct or not? Is that also something you hear for the first time? You've heard. All right, so we'll don't turn yourself into a... well, we're moving to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
Jump in, a new chapter begins.